I think a lot of our listeners may be familiar with Clayville, knowing it as a historic site there on Route 125 as you're headed west, northwest from Springfield on 125. They may drive by that and see that old stagecoach stop and the brick building there, but they may not know that that barn is also there on that property. How did that barn get there, and what's been done with it since it was moved to that location?
The only original building at Clayville is the stagecoach stop. The barn and the other buildings were brought in by a gentleman named Emmett Pearson, who was a prominent physician here. And in about 1960, he was informed by a family member that there was a historic building and some property for sale, and he purchased it. The only building there at the time was the stagecoach stop. And his goal and his vision was to create a pioneer village. So at that point, he started bringing in other buildings. One is the Batterton Cabin, built in 1818, came from Menard County, which was originally part of Sangamon. And then he brought in other structures, another barn called the Cunningham Barn, which came from Cass County, and the Provines Barn, which came from about three-quarters of a mile east of the present area of Clayville. The barn originally was built by Greenlee Provines.
Greenlee Provines later wanted to buy some more land. So about 1874, he extended south there at Clayville. So our family has had that land there at Clayville for about 140 years.
I wondered then, you've got an event happening Sunday afternoon in addition to recognizing Doris Hamill's family and her ancestors for the farm itself, getting the Farm Centennial Award. I wondered about some of these future plans, what you're wanting to have housed in the Provines Barn.
Well, Doris and I, as descendants of the Provines family, felt that the building was significant for a number of reasons, and we wanted to honor the pioneer farmers. And the center section of that barn is pretty good size, and we decided to clean it out, which, you know, barns collect things over the years, and create a pioneer or an early settlers agriculture museum. When the Pleasant Plains Historical Society bought Clayville in 2009, we also inherited a number of barns full of rusty stuff, and a number of those things were very early pieces of farm equipment, and we thought it was an appropriate thing to do to store them in an area where they could be visited and viewed by the public. The Pleasant Plains Historical Society is basically volunteers. It's all volunteer. Since we're in Cartwright Township near Pleasant Plains, a number of our members, which I think we probably have close to 100 members, are farmers and have been there for generations. So that's where we get the expertise to identify many of these pieces. We will have a section of the barn, though, with that says, "What is this?" Because there are a number of things that we can't identify either.
Doris, you and Jerry are actually distant relatives. Having lived in this area and having a lot of family from this area, what are those family ties, and I suppose, what do they mean to you?
Our connection goes back to the man with the barn, Greenlee Provines. He had three children, and one was Elijah Provines, my grandfather, and there was a sister, Marietta. And she married an Irwin, and they had five sons. So our families were very close. My mother was a first cousin of those five boys. And we always did our families, everything together, always the 4th of July reunions. And with time now, they've become very scattered. So that's one of the purposes of this next Sunday, is to bring as many of the family members back here to participate Sunday. And I'm trying to push that other families with their ancestors, they probably have some books or letters, a few things, mementos like that of their ancestors. But here we actually have the great-grandparents' barn a tangible thing, and I'm wanting them to come and see what their ancestor did. And I'm going to encourage the relatives that are coming in to think about that part of their family heritage is right here.
It sounds like in addition to the historical value that you've got in the barn itself, that you're really putting an emphasis on local genealogy and encouraging people to, you know, dust off some of those photo albums and really kind of explore and look back at where their ancestors ended up and where they came from.
Exactly. And the sad thing, the Provine's name, we had... they settled Provinces about 1824 over at Richland Creek. That was the father of Greenlee Provines. And the Provinces, many of them settled in this area. And the truth now is that through marriage that... the lady descendants, when they marry, they lose their name. So here I am with all these Provine's ancestors, but I got married to a Hamel, and they weren't around at all, had nothing to do with it. But that seems to be the way it goes, and now there's hardly anyone around with the Provine's name.
It's very interesting that the Provines and the Irwin families came the same route, Scotland to Ireland, both families, and Ireland to the Pennsylvania area, and Pennsylvania to North Carolina, where John Provines, the first Provines that moved here, was in the Revolutionary War for 5 years. Then the Irwins and the Provines moved through Kentucky and settled here. And the families knew each other, obviously, for many decades.
I did mention about the Provine's name, mm-hmm. and I like to keep it active. So when we get the Centennial Award, it's going to be printed instead of saying Hamel Farms, to say Provine's Hamel Farm.
Just keeping that name alive, then,
yes.
for the future.
Yes, and
sure.
That's right to the south of Clayville. So it's very much a part of the Clayville picture.
Well, thank you both for coming in. Jerry Smith is Vice President of the Pleasant Plains Historical Society, and Doris Hamel, a descendant of the Provines family, the Provines ancestors' barn there at the Clayville Historic Site.